This is Lost Trail Runner 2, Episode 17, the unedited version.
Did you run yesterday?
No. I worked out the golf course yesterday. Oh, I don't know about this.
See, 6 miles or 7 miles.
Oh, yeah?
Sufficient.
It's lovely.
I ran yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
How far?
2 miles.
Two?
Yep.
Gee, I probably walked that much at the golf course.
Well, at least I did it.
Oh.
2 miles is better than no miles.
That was enough right there.
Okay.
So how many miles did you get in for the week?
Well, if I do this 8 miles.
You'll have 10 miles?
I have 15 miles.
15?
Yeah.
Oh. If I did this 8 miles, I'd have 18. But since you don't want to go 8 miles, I'm not going to get that much. I don't guess. You'll probably change your mind here around the corner once we get going.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Maybe.
Over on this side. It feels like it's going to take me about 2 miles just to get
warmed up.
Yeah, where my muscles move. One of those kind of days.
I'm hoping to get some new shoes. My friend, you know, my friend's brother works at Mizuno.
Right.
She got me these for $5 last year.
Those shoes?
They're $110.
You got them for five?
$5.
That's better than what I get from Brooks.
They get it. They have an employee thing every year. Once a year. So.
Like friends and family type thing where.
Well,
they can buy stuff for other people.
Yeah. So, she said this year she's going to try to get them get us each 2 pairs. Uh-huh. I said, that would be nice.
I see.
I lost 3.2 pounds last week.
3.2?
Yep.
Doing what?
I've started on my low carb thing again. So I can.
Oh. When you say low carb, what do you eat?
I eat protein and vegetables.
That's kind of like a paleo diet.
What is that?
You eat what? People ate before they were farmers. It was like when they were hunter-gatherers, they ate, you know,
meat and
whatever kind of
grass,
fruits and nuts and stuff like that.
That's what I eat.
They didn't eat carbohydrates.
Right.
Because there wasn't breads and grains.
Right. I do eat a little bread, but not. I eat these tortillas.
Tortillas?
Yeah, they're tortillas.
Is Rhonda's Thrive Diet a
It's a low carb, yeah.
So it's similar.
Yeah.
I have no diet.
Yeah, I know.
I eat whatever I see.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the seafood diet. Seafood and eat it.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
Look at that sailboat there. It's kind of crusty, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's been sitting there as long as I lived in this neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm trying. I might go try to make that turkey chili that Rhonda made.
She made some good stuff last night. It was a crock pot thing, but it was a pizza stuff.
Well, what was it?
I don't know. We got some. You can taste it when we get home. It's a Thrive thing, but you wouldn't think so. Because when you look at it, it looks almost like a lasagna.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's made with turkey, ground turkey.
Right. Which I haven't really.
But it's got like pepperoni in it, too.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it does have some noodles.
Wow. See, noodles.
But I don't know what kind, you know.
Yeah, well, I buy these that are.
Because she has a certain kind that she buys.
A certain kind. I wonder what kind she buys.
I don't know.
Because the ones I buy are not really low carb, but they're high digestible carb.
Oh.
They're like, so I don't know.
Well, that's the kind of stuff she buys, which I think it's got a lot of fiber in it.
Yeah.
So the reduces the carb.
Yeah. Ah.
Huh?
I said, does that person not see us?
I don't guess so.
They look like they were old as dirt.
We're on a residential street. Still have a traffic jam.
Yeah. Now.
I'm gonna take this shirt off. Tie it around my waist.
There's these pretzels that Snyder's makes that are old dime pretzels.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're so good. Those are carbs.
You still got your sleeves on, huh?
Yeah. They'll be coming off.
This last week.
That's what Ryan was saying. He said
it'll scald you now.
We didn't know what we were missing. Hot water.
Well, the thing is, I took a shower this morning. You get out and you're sweating. Uh-huh. It's so hot.
Yeah.
My sleeves are going up. Thermometer when we went outside the door only said 51.
Yeah.
But when we were freezing to death the other night over at Mountain Park, it was 46.
Well, that was, I don't know. It
a little
cold.
Different.
Yeah. But the sun wasn't out either.
Well, no. I think the sun makes a lot of difference.
Yeah. And wind. Which it really wasn't windy the other night.
Over to Parkview, then we can
decide. Yep, down comes the sleeve.
My sleeves went up, yours went down. Looks like a hound dog.
Hello.
Morning. Hey, dog. Well, have you decided on a race yet?
No, I need to start looking. I wanted to look at that Gasparilla race.
Gasparilla 15K? In March or April or something?
I don't know. I needed to look.
Oh.
I forgot to look.
I go through spells. Some days I'm going, I need to look for a race I want to run. And then other days I go,
I don't want to run that
far. I'm through with racing.
Yeah.
I just want to go out and run and have a good time.
Well, that's
I don't need to race.
You don't need to race in those races.
Yeah,
it's not like we're racing anything.
Yeah, but once you get in them, you always want to try to do good.
I know.
I have some limits, you know, like when I do a half marathon, there's like certain times that are unacceptable.
Right. See, I don't do that. I just want to do better than the last one that I did.
Which, the last one I did was, it's over a year ago now. So I did the,
so you didn't
do Atlanta 13.1. And then when we went to Jacksonville.
So you didn't do one this year at all.
No, I had plantar fasciitis. So
right.
Couldn't run that one. So I haven't done a half. Right. The longest race I've done is a 10K. And not very well. In fact, my best race of the year was that track club 5-miler.
Well, I was going to sign up for that hot chocolate. That's January 13th.
That. I keep getting things in the email.
Me too. Which my friend at work and her sister signed up. So,
yeah.
I may sign up for it.
Where is it?
It's down, I think, around Centennial Olympic Park.
Oh.
That's the only downfall. But you get a really good, like, hoodie. I think it's
like...
A couple
hot chocolate after the race.
I think it's like $40 or something, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I need to look. Because she sent me a discount code. But it was only for like 10% off, which basically saved you the money from signing up online. You know how they charge you a $375 transaction fee?
Yeah.
So, but I think the price just went up yesterday. So, I gotta look at the price. But I need to find 5K.
Oh. I saw Joe yesterday when I was leaving the golf course, and he went out somewhere. I think it was Alpharetta. He was going to run a race.
Yeah.
And then he got there. He found out they only had like 16 over age group.
Oh.
And I don't know if you know who Lee Fiddler is, but
yeah.
He was there.
Oh.
And it's like he's in the 60 and over age group now.
Yeah.
But he can win the race overall almost.
Right.
I mean, he's going to be up there. I mean, he may not win it overall, but
right.
He'll be in the top 10.
Right.
Well.
So Joe didn't do it?
No. He just ran. He didn't want to waste his money to get nothing.
I waste my money all the time to get nothing.
Well, yeah.
But one of these times, I'm going to get something. You get a
well,
shirt.
Well, don't plan on outliving people because it had
shirt.
Never worked for me.
You get a shirt.
The old codgers were just getting more hardcore now.
Yeah.
The ones that were just... casual runners have dropped out or died, but the old hardcore runners are still running.
That hill doesn't look fun.
That one?
Yeah.
It's just short and steep. My right, it's not my hip, it's the muscles around there.
Yeah.
They're tight, and when I run, they hurt. And I went to the chiropractor, and he...
What'd he say?
Well, he told me what stretches to do, but you got to do them, you know?
Yeah.
That's my problem. I'll do them for a couple of days, and then all of a sudden, I go, I got something to do. I can't do that.
Yeah. That's how it happens, though. There's not enough time in the day.
You just gotta prioritize it.
Unless you live close to your work, which I do not.
Yeah. I used to like do the track club's resolution run every year, but...
And they moved it now.
Since they moved it out by Kennesaw and then started charging $25 to run it.
Yeah.
Still a Grand Prix race.
Right.
But to me, it's not worth driving all the way out there and paying money.
I gotta renew mine. I got my renewal.
So how's your, what are you doing exercise-wise? You're running
3 days
end of the week, right?
Yeah, I'm running, and it worked out better because I can do it. So
what are you doing the first of the week?
I do, well, Tuesdays I go to weight class.
Uh-huh.
And then usually Wednesday's my day off from doing anything. But, and then Monday... We're going to try, I usually do try to run a couple miles on Monday, but I'm going to try to do that weight circuit.
Weight
you know,
circuit?
Well, not weight, but exercise circuit.
Where?
At home.
Oh. You set it up?
Set up 10 stations. Yeah, I did. I hadn't done it yet.
Oh.
10 stations. And do each station for a minute.
Uh-huh.
And I got bench presses, jump rope, deadlift, lunges.
Uh-huh.
You know, just a combination of
right.
stuff. And if you do it 3 times, it'll be about 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh.
Close to it. You do it 2 times, it's like 30.
Uh-huh.
So, with it's a 1 minute at each station with 30 seconds rest in between, or enough time to get you to the next station.
Oh. I see.
But I got home late the first night, so I may try to do it this afternoon one time to go through it. Let's see.
Well, I've been trying to do my bike trainer on my days I'm not running.
Yeah.
It just hadn't been working out.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Stuff comes up.
I've done it once this week. I was planning on doing it 3 times.
But see, like, for instance, Tuesday night is my class that I go to.
Uh-huh.
But this week, I gotta go right from work down to Gwinnett Marina sign papers for the boat.
Yeah.
And so that's gonna mess that up. And then Wednesday night is our attorney's Christmas party.
Yeah.
So, that's messed up. I'm going to try to work a little bit of overtime in all of this, which I'm going to try to do all that in the morning. if I can get my butt up. And then...
Well, that's the hard part, see.
I know. Because I would try to work out in the, or do something in the morning, but there's no... I just can't.
Oh, uphill. Traffic on Cold Drive.
They might. Well, they don't have soccer on Sundays, do they?
Sure they do. Not this early. They usually have it afternoon time. If they have a tournament going on, they'll have it in the morning. Usually have tournaments when school gets out for Christmas.
Yeah.
They'll have some before Christmas, stuff like that.
I had to go. I went and got brakes on my vehicle yesterday.
You always wear brakes out on your cars.
Well, I sit and stop and go traffic all day. And when you have people that just decide to stop for no reason.
Yeah. I was behind somebody like that the other day. There was no cars in front of them.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden.
Yeah.
They're putting their brakes on.
Yeah.
And it's going, why are you putting your brakes on? There's not even an intersection.
Yeah.
There's no slowdown zone. And they're putting their brakes on.
Yep.
I think it's just people that...
don't know where they're going.
Well, no, they drive with both feet. One on the gas pedal, one on the brake.
Right.
And they just got a habit of tapping the brake all the time.
Right. And so you don't know if they're really going to stop or they're...
the light comes on. You don't know if they're slowing down or not.
Right.
But it's aggravating because you have to, because if you don't,
right,
they might.
Yeah.
All this traffic. Running too fast because we're under 13 and we're supposed to be doing 13 and a half.
Well, going up that big hill, I'm sure we'll slow down a little.
I don't know. You were complaining about all these hills and we're still under 13. Even with a run 30, walk 30. We could do a half marathon doing this.
Yeah. But not today.
No. Elsie Borden doing out on a day like today?
Delivering to the school.
On a Sunday?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, they are having soccer.
Yep. Well, I saw some tents set up down there the other day when we went to run.
Right.
And usually when they have those tents set up, they got a tournament or something. Because they usually have like stuff for sale underneath them. See, and they still got them set up.
Right.
Go out and run around the fields.
Yeah, no.
I used to do that all the time when Ryan and Rob used to play down there.
Yeah.
Used to do, I don't know how many loops around that thing. I did the main fields and then I'd go over, cross the bridge over there on those fields.
Yeah.
Then there's fields up on that hill too.
Yeah.
I'd go up there. This church has a gate guard, so the soccer people can't park in their lot. See, because we used to park right there.
Right.
Because, well, normally, Rob would play on that field because that's a classic field.
Oh, the classic.
Well, they changed it now. It's called something else. It's not classic anymore. Premier, I think.
Yeah.
Premier used to be below classic.
Right.
And I think they changed it to Premier was the top.
Right.
And Challenge was the second one.
Right.
Or something, I don't know, some screwy thing.
It wasn't just fair. You know?
Yeah, it was just fine the way it was, and they had to change the name.
Somebody probably complained, you know?
Oh, yeah. My kid feels like he's not as good because he's not classic.
Yeah, or not classic.
Those are all little kids down there. They got the field divided in two fields.
Yeah.
This must be a little kid tournament because they're all little kids, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of people.
There always is.
This couldn't be a better day for it. You know, on the weather thing, it said it was supposed to be raining, it's misty.
See, this is probably the finals day because yesterday they probably had the other matches. Right. Probably all day long. They probably have these games in the morning, and then if they win here, they've got to play an afternoon game.
Right.
They even painted the house GSA slogan. Yeah. It used to be just a concrete building or whatever it's made out of, rock.
Yeah.
That must be why all the cars are on this road.
Yeah.
Coming to this tournament.
You know where I get off to go to work used to be Henry Ford.
Yeah.
Drive because of that Ford plant. You know, they tore it down a bunch of years ago.
Right.
Well, Porsche is building their North American headquarters there.
Oh, really?
So they changed the road to Porsche Avenue.
Oh.
And they broke ground last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I'm hoping that whole area they kind of fixed up because, you know, it's kind of, you know, that's Forest Park and,
yeah.
Hapeville.
Pretty soon you'll have to speak German to work down there.
Yeah. Like how it's not 4 miles by the time we get to the top of the hill, is it?
No.
You said it was 4 miles.
I said we would go 4 miles and turn around. It'd probably be 4 miles when we go over to the track.
Oh.
To the loop. It might be close to 3 by the time we get to the top of the hill. But probably not. Probably be like 2.5. Over 2.5. We're already 2.3.
They got every field.
Yep. Crossroads there used to be underwater when it rained.
Probably still is.
They redid it when they had the big floods where all the school buses got tipped over.
Yeah.
they redid the creek over here.
Oh.
So that it didn't overflow. Yeah, that year when we had so much rain and it tore up the golf course and
these people aren't.
It flooded over here and they have that school bus parking lot down there.
Right.
On the lower level of Parkview. It came up so high that it lifted those buses up and tipped them over. They floated. So they. Like all these school buses were over there laying on their sides after the water went down. Then they spent about 6 months redoing everything. It's a good uphill.
Yeah, it is. You wouldn't call it good.
It's over a quarter of a mile, I think. I don't think it's a half mile long. It'd be good in a race. Kind of reminds me of over by Chestane Park.
Yeah.
Before you turn and come back.
Right.
Just keep going up.
It almost reminds me of Stone Mountain over by the golf course.
See, that's what 30 and 30s are good for.
Yeah, but still, 30 almost doesn't get my breath back.
Well, we haven't done one of these recordings in a long time. So, what better place to do it than running uphill?
Uphill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sidewalk got narrow.
I was going to say, they could make it a little bit bigger.
Gone 2.6.
That's it.
That's it. What? We'll probably start getting cold once we get near the park.
Is there a sidewalk to that park?
Yep. There's one on both sides of the road. Talking here.
I know, because I can't.
Let's go across. See, it's a nice sidewalk.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, see, it starts right here. Goes around the corner. I may quit recording here. There's too many cars.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in a little while. Well, we made it to Mountain Park Park and we're going up a hill. And
yeah, big one.
Laura's complaining. Just because we can't breathe.
Yeah.
See, it levels off right here.
Yeah.
Then it's just trail. Come on.
least I can see.
What do you mean?
The other night.
Oh, it was dark.
Couldn't see nothing. On a Thursday night. Interval in the dark training.
Well, we wasn't back here on the trail in the woods then.
Yeah, but the
would have been dark back here.
Cave trail.
There's a lot of geocaches out in here too.
Oh, is there?
Yep. There's one over in here somewhere.
I gotta tell you I don't think I told you this. There's a guy. He might be a little bit younger than you, but not. I would say not much younger.
So he's really old, right? That what you're saying?
I didn't say this old man. I said this guy.
Oh, okay.
He lives in Colorado, and he's always dunking plants. He used to work for IBM Credit Union.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he actually retired, but he kind of started his own consulting, compliance consulting.
Yeah.
How
you doing?
And he's a runner.
Uh-huh.
So I see him at conferences, and I've known him for a long time because we used to go to compliance school and he'd be there, you know.
Yeah.
But he was just down in Orlando and he geocaches.
Oh.
So he was like.
We've done a lot of geocaches out around Disney.
Yeah. And I told him there was a bunch around, but we just never had time to go do it.
Yeah.
You know, and we were at a conference, huh?
Yeah. Found 3 or 4 outside of Disney.
Right.
Over there around Dr. Phillips in that area.
Yeah. How far does this trail go?
It comes out and hits the paved trail on that loop around before the playground.
Right. And what we'll, I wonder where we'll be at a mile.
We're at 3.44 right now.
Because it's always nice when you're on your return. Since I said I didn't want to run 8, and we are.
Well, we might, if we don't loop around the mile track again, we might just end up running 7 if we just went straight back.
I don't know. We might as well run 8.
Yep, I knew you'd give in.
I don't know why. It's torture.
No, we didn't either. Long way. No shortcuts here.
A long route.
Yeah.
This is definitely softer on your legs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think from
well, we shouldn't have to go
the start of the trail over there to the pavement over there is about a half mile. And when I was injured, I used to come over here and just run back and forth on this.
Right.
Run and walk because it was soft.
Yeah.
Going down there on the mile loop and beating my feet up. I wish Lilburn.
I'm going the long way.
Well, actually, it's a short way if we keep going
to the
left.
Are we going left?
Yeah. We'll run it the opposite direction.
I guess.
We ran it the other way.
Because then when we get to 4 miles, we'll just, turn around?
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be out and back.
So what about them dogs?
I thought they were going to pull it off there.
I did too. But
if he hadn't caught that pass, I think they would have won the game.
Yeah, but I think it was more of a
reflex.
I mean, you're supposed to catch the ball.
Yeah.
I mean,
it wasn't his fault.
No.
The ball was tipped too, which screwed things up. But I think they were right that Georgia really should have just gone ahead and spiked the ball.
Right.
Stopped the clock. got organized, and I still would have probably had time for two plays.
Right.
See, they got these
marks
every quarter, every tenth of a mile. Well, we're not supposed to do our long run faster than 13.
Are we faster?
No, we're at 13:02 right now. Okay. That's mostly so you don't have a lot of recovery time after a long run. But if you do it slow like that, you're getting your endurance, but you're not beating yourself up.
Right. I think one of those headlamps is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know?
We need to look into one.
I know. It's not.
I've got
super
one.
Super expensive.
I've got one, but.
Well, see, we had one for fishing. When we were fishing night tournaments, it goes right on your hat and it's like a three.
Yeah.
But it's more for going like this.
Right.
It's not gonna light up anything. I mean, people would see you, but you wouldn't be able to see the ground.
Well, mine puts a beam out. But
oh,
the thing is, you have to put it on top of your
hat.
Head.
Right.
So it's really, if you strap one around your waist where you could run and it would shine like right there.
Yeah, that would be better.
That would be
cool. Why don't you research that, Dad?
I don't know if they make them that way. You can probably modify them.
Or if anyone listening out there has any suggestions, please forward those to Lost Trail Runner.
Yeah, we're trying to get a headlamp or a lamp for running at night.
Because
our interval workout we do over here
on Thursday,
Mountain Park, and the
dark
lighting on the backside of this mile loop is non-existent. So it's like pitch dark. And we're looking for a headlamp we can wear.
It lights up.
It's bright enough that we can see the trail. I got a
Hello.
I think it's a Petzl Tika I've had for a long time. And it's got three LEDs.
That's what this fishing thing is.
And the strap is a stretchy strap. And I don't know if I was running, it would bounce up and down or not, you know.
See,
it doesn't weigh very much because it's really small.
Yeah, well, this just clips on. You have to have
it
on a hat.
It takes AAA batteries, I think.
Yeah.
3.9. Getting close.
And then we'll be on our way back.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely warm today.
Yeah.
I don't know how you have your gloves on.
It's too much trouble to take them off. We'll probably turn around pretty close after this
marker.
Next tenth marker.
They're ready to go play.
Oh, yeah, they're ready to get the energy.
They got it all to themselves.
Yeah. Comes the fire trucks.
That's in case we keel over.
Yep.
I think they're
3.98.
Oh, hello.
Morning.
I think they come down here to loiter.
Oh, they might.
Practice, right?
For Jackson County.
Uh-huh.
They're always at the, there's a little strip mall. They have all food places, and they are always at the food place. I'm guessing they get free food. And they're
swap
there
sides.
Every day. They're probably going to check something.
Yeah, what?
Fire hydrant. I don't see none.
left by that restroom over there.
Get some water?
I don't know if it's working, but we can. And then hit the trail over there and go around and go back on the way we came. Right there, they ought to have it working. Really get a workout.
Yeah.
They're open every night, even in cold weather.
Bingo.
Okay, I'm gonna stop this.
Oh yeah.
Water, huh? I suppose it's ice cold too, right? Just the kind of water.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Ah, there we go. Ready?
Yeah, 4.3. What do you have?
4.15. Playground up and then hit the trail and go back on the trail the way we came. So they got two playgrounds.
Right.
They got this one and they got one over there. Every time Rhonda brings David over here, he doesn't want to leave once he starts playing. It'll be all downhill on the way back.
Yeah, thank God.
Well, not all downhill.
But a lot.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, see, about 4 or 5 miles, my hip starts to hurt.
Does it?
Yeah. Not hurt. Hurt's a strong word. But I can start feeling it at...
See, mine starts hurting when I move.
Well, mine takes a little while, and then it starts hurting. So,
when the chiropractor was working on my back the other day, I said, my lower back down there a little tight, and he said, a little. How about a lot?
Was that a massage?
No, he... pushes.
Uh-oh.
Really hurts. I don't know what you call it.
Right.
But he pushes and then he pushes up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it just kills you.
But it feels good.
Oh, yeah, pretty quick. Then he's got some little gizmo that... like a trigger thing, it fires.
Oh, really?
It punches you in the back.
I want one to punch me right here, under my butt.
No shortcut again here. The way we ran back is going to be shorter than the way we came out. So we're going to have to run up through Parkview's parking lot.
Not far, though.
No. Or we could run around the soccer fields when we get back there. No?
I don't
want to do that either. Jeez. I can't remember the last time we did one of these recordings. It must have been in September, maybe.
Oh, has it been?
A long time ago.
This whole week, you know, it's going to be in the high 60s.
Is it?
Yeah.
When's it supposed to rain? Wednesday?
I don't know. Sometime.
I work out the golf course tomorrow again.
Well, I'll
be working by myself.
I read it.
Yeah. Mondays, it's not too busy.
Yeah.
What do I hear?
Somebody's
it's always
blower.
Something to...
Somebody's blowing leaves.
Yeah. Something to screw up my recording. Like a little barn there.
This park has everything. Skateboard.
Yep.
Thing, playground, tennis court, track.
Even got a climbing rock right over there.
Oh, it does.
Yep.
Dang. We don't have nothing in Jackson County.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
I mean, for a... This is a fairly small park, really, coming right down to it.
Yeah.
It's got...
Everything.
Baseball fields, football fields. Doesn't have a basketball court. Used to have a swimming pool here.
Oh yeah, where'd that go?
That's the big pool over on Rockbridge Road now.
Well, what'd they do?
Indoor pool.
What if they...
Right there's where, that playground. That's where the pool used to be.
Oh.
Where that big climbing rock's at.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
They built that big aquatic center over on Rockbridge Road, which is probably on a little over a mile from here.
Right.
Parkview trains over there. Well, what we'll do is we'll get some of our mileage back right now.
Why?
Instead of having to, we'll go this way.
And then where's this go?
So we'll go down and down on the trail over there. Come out the same spot, but we get this extra little area in here.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Yeah, we were just going to go down the hill.
No sense going down a hill when you can do something else. I've run about every square inch of this park. Out here in the parking lot. Because in the dark, like if it's really dark,
yeah, you can do that.
You can run loops in this parking lot, run over to that parking lot,
right.
Run over there and come back over here.
Right.
Probably still get close to a mile.
Whew.
That's a pretty big skateboard place.
I
don't know how those guys don't kill themselves.
Me neither. He didn't have enough padding on.
Going
on.
I mean, look how steep that one wall is over there.
At least he has a helmet.
Yeah.
But.
Extra here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, those fire truck guys, they don't look like they're doing much to me.
Nope.
There's no fire hydrant over there.
Nope.
Must be break time. you're a runner, that's a good job to have.
Yeah, because you can do whenever.
Because they work
usually
like 48 hours, yeah, and then they're off for 48 hours or something.
Yep.
And they're really just on call those 48 hours.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure they have certain things they got to do, but
yeah, like wash their.
It's not like they're working 48 hours straight.
Right.
They're serving time.
Yeah.
They may be coming over here for their exercise.
Yeah.
They may walk or run or something. Part of their work, you know. Taking a shortcut there, getting a little too close to that edge. Supposed to stay on this side of that white
line.
Where
are we going?
See that crosswalk right there?
Yeah.
We're gonna cross that, we're gonna go up there, cross the street,
oh, okay,
and back.
I think those signs are so funny. Pick it up, it's your duty.
Oh.
For doo-doo.
Oh, what? You get to stop up here when we push the crosswalk light. So take advantage of that.
Oh no, this car is going to come and it's going to turn green right when we get there.
You think so? Nah.
Yep.
It did, didn't it?
That's a pretty good sensor right there.
Huh?
Good.
Oh.
It turns right when you put up.
Oh, yeah. I pushed that button and a little green light flashed.
Huh.
On the button.
Right.
So it lets you know that it actually
worked,
made contact.
Yeah.
Closing in on 5. And we got 3 miles left.
Yeah,
we were 3.1 right in here, so pretty close. Think of the time we saved.
From not driving to Stone Mountain?
Yeah, getting ready to run. And then when we finish, getting ready to come back. That's close to an hour right there.
Yeah, see? Takes up my whole Sunday.
Well, we can start doing this if you want.
Yeah, it's easier.
We can loop through this new park.
Yeah.
If we could find a way in, we could do it now.
Go to Lilburn Park. Run to Lilburn Park.
That's only about.
Yeah, but then you can run down park.
Well, I've got a loop that we can run out, you hit Arcato, you run down the sidewalk, and then you follow off Arcato in front of Arcato School all the way to Rockbridge Road. You run down the hill and you hit the end of the trail at Lilburn Park, and you run back on the trail,
right,
then come back up the hill at Camp Creek there,
right,
and that's about a 8 or 9 mile run. I was thinking 10 would be the max. If we could get where
10 miles.
We were doing a 10 miler on a regular basis,
yeah,
you'd be surprised how much difference that would make. I figure.
I mean, this is 8. You might as well run 10,
yeah,
right?
I mean, we're running and walking. It's not like we're killing ourselves here. I think I'm gonna turn this thing off again. I get tired of listening to cars go by. See you later. We're back in record mode. Good place to start recording going uphill. Huh?
Yeah.
Just realize when we get to the top of the hill, we only got a mile to go. Which means we'll have gone 7 miles, huh?
8.
When we get to the top of the hill, it won't be. Ah.
I bet it's 70 degrees.
Probably. Seems pretty warm. I wasn't ready for that one. Maybe. Huh? We'll hit 7 miles about the time we start walking. Huh? It's all downhill from here except over there.
Yeah. Except for right here.
Around this corner.
And right over there.
Got this hill around the corner. And we got the hill over there.
Yeah.
And that's all the hills.
That's enough. Ice cold water will be waiting for me.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
These locks are feeling better and better.
Oh, look, Santa's landed on the house.
Yep.
And there's his plane.
In a plane. With a propeller going around.
Yeah. And the dog chased Frosty up the tree.
Rhonda took David to the Lilburn Christmas parade yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see the thing of candy he got, did you?
No.
It's got a thing. It's bigger than what you get during trick-or-treat.
Really?
Yeah, because all the floats were throwing candy.
Candy out?
Yeah. I said, I think he needs to leave that here instead of taking it home with him.
No, we need some.
Oh, God.
So the last mile's like, lasts forever.
So my heart rate is up to 124. We downhill, around the corner, downhill. Oh. So we got about over a half a mile downhill before we go up that other hill. So we'll be completely rested.
Yeah. When it's time to go up the hill?
Yeah. I think we're going to have to do an extra 10th of a mile to get 8.
Well, not extra. Just
we got to go up to that car
not,
and back.
Well,
Yeah.
No, I don't want to go up that hill.
That's not a big hill.
We can
hill.
Go past our street and go and come back.
That's uphill there, too.
It's not as bad as that.
No. Baloney.
Nope. Go this way.
Huh? supposed to be 0.7 mile left right here, and we got 0.74. It's not that much difference, but then there's a fire hydrant over here. We're supposed to have 0.5 left.
Right.
Let's see what we got left when we hit that. I got all these roads memorized.
Yeah, I see that.
Distance wise.
I used to run up to this stop sign and back.
That stop sign?
Yeah.
That was 0.7 mile from the house. So that would be 4.4 miles, huh?
That's what my boot camp ladies used to say.
What?
She practices that, she running or whatever it's called.
Yeah? What would she say?
That's why she's fast.
What would she say?
To do it that way.
Lean forward?
Yeah.
Car. It works. Brigham Young.
If you can do that.
Did you see a Brigham Young sticker on a car around here? Must be Mormons, huh? Actually, this mailbox should be 0.5. We're 0.52. We might be 0.51 by the time we get to it. Yep, 0.51. Not too far off. My garment's fairly accurate.
Yep.
Either that or my car has the same inaccuracy in its odometer as the
garment.
And my bike.
Right.
Too, because it does the same thing. Corner of the last hill, but it really goes all the way up until we hit Hale.
Yep.
Because even though this part's the steepest, it's still going uphill when you go around that corner. Oh,
we're hurting.
No, I'm not in shape for a half right now. I think next week what we'll do is drop down a mile, and then the week after that go to 9. Huh? Of course, we're going to be getting close to Christmas. We can run 9 out at your house.
No, there ain't nowhere to run 9 at my house.
We're not on Highway 60.
I'm not running on that road.
Why?
Because there's nowhere to run.
No traffic.
Yes, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
Huh?
And there's. I'm walking this 30.
Wait a minute. That's not right. Be quicker.
taking a shortcut.
I know. We don't take a shortcut. We don't have to run extra. It's all already in.
We can run around your circle.
That angel up there in that driveway, it looks like one of the ones from Doctor Who. It's the bad ones.
Yeah, the bad angel.
They come after you. Every time you blink, they get closer to you.
Oh, yeah.
They had an episode called Blink. It was about those angels. Then they get you. They've had a couple of times on Doctor Who.
Oh, we're almost done.
Almost. About 2/10 left, according to my watch. You're gonna pick up the pace. Oh, really? That's uphill over there.
That is, isn't it?
Yeah. Just doesn't seem like it because you're getting close to the end.
Yeah. No, we can walk half of it.
Yep. Still at 1302.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yep.
It's 11:19.
That's what time it is?
Yeah. See? That's good.
Rhonda ought to be rolling in pretty soon. What is it usually when we're done?
12:30.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's because you've got about a half hour to go out there, get ready to run, and then half hour on the way back.
Yeah. I'm over 8.
Getting close. I'm already home.
They probably couldn't stand David in the daycare.
Well, he does pretty good in the daycare. He loves to play with other kids. Yeah. And he's pretty mellow. He's not a grabby kid, you know?
Right.
Is it beeps by itself, you don't have to turn it off.
Hey, we're just saying hi.
Get over here.
Finished.
Come on,
man. Yep. Man.
See, mine's always about 4/10 out.
No.
Ryan needs to wash the car.
Time to turn off the recorder. We are done. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.